Hello, this is Pink Radio again. Me and my guest, Vampy Erotica, are joined with another podcast again. We are going to talk about the difference between constructive criticism and hate. Many of the times, people can come up to you and then kind of act like they're your friend, but really, in the background or behind or in their intentions, they really don't like you or your craft, and they probably have some hate, but they try to tell you that they're giving out constructive criticism when it's totally different. Me and my guest here are going to talk about the differences of constructive criticism and hate. So give me a situation, Vampy Erotica.
Well, like for instance, when you're becoming an influencer on a big platform, whether it's on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, people can come there and try to nitpick and try to tear you apart and nitpick and dissect you into nothing and criticize you on your outer appearance and then tell you about stuff like that and not really get down to the core of and the bottom of what really matters, and it doesn't really feel like it's even helping you. They're just picking at your appearance, and even if they are to pick at some sort of thing that they think is helpful, it just still goes back to this them trying to tear you down, and really you look at the whole entirety of everything, and you see that the positivity outweighs the negativity, and then you really truly know what the truth is of your work.
Just think about how they say it to you, though, because sometimes there's the difference, though, because if it really is constructive criticism, it would be something to try to help you, not something to tear you down. If the person seems like they're just hateful and they're aggressive towards you for no reason, then it could more likely be that they are, they are sending a hate message rather than a constructive criticism.
And the saying goes that haters are admirers at afar. They really are fans in disguise that really, really like you. And the inverse of love is hate. And the fans that say the people that are under another vice or disguise, they are also fans in some sort of shape or form, because they're giving that time to you, whether it's on TikTok or Instagram. They're saying that stuff and giving that time because they care. They want to see you come down, but then deep down, they kind of want to see you succeed because they like you, but they're so miserable with themselves. They hate to see that you're succeeding because they're not succeeding.
And they want to pick apart things and then disguise themselves as giving constructive criticism.
Yes.
When the fact herein is that they don't like you doing better than them, or they don't like you being happy or doing what you like, and then they want to try to bring you down and disguise themselves as that. So do not be deceived, you guys. That is not constructive criticism.
Yeah, don't be deceived, everyone. Fro really is looking deep into this, and we've seen this enough to know that it's a whole deception, almost like a mirage, fantasy. It's not anything to really get so deep into, because it can try to tear you up, tear you down, get you to give up. That's when you
know. Because sometimes the haters know, they know where it gets you, they know where it bites,
and they know what your weak points are.
If they see you being affected by it, they'll only go harder with it.
Yeah,
so the best thing to do is to ignore them. Don't even act like they exist.
Don't even respond to their comments.
Don't waste your time responding to them, because the reason that they do this is because they are looking for attention.
Yeah, and for you to respond to them, you are
giving them that attention.
And you already failed. They won and you didn't.
Mm-hmm. They won, you gave them the attention that they were asking for.
And then you're just in the dust and they are taking your place.
Trying to, but
They are, babes. Taking your shine.
No, they're not really taking your place unless you give them the attention.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're just responding to them, it's not bad. But in my opinion, I think if you're at a stature where you already have a great following and a good foundation, then it's best that you don't respond to any kind of hate.
Yeah.
Because those people are looking for a response. They are looking for a reaction. They are looking for anything they can get their hands on, because that's all they're there for.
They want their hands on you.
And they also want to make you listen to them, so then that your work can really suck the way that they want it to.
And they will be shine.
Mm-hmm. That's you what they're looking for. They want you to fail.
Is that what you guys want?
They are not looking for your best interest, so that's the difference between someone with constructive criticism and hate. Constructive criticism, on the other hand, is somebody who's looking out for your best interest, and they'll tell you the truth even though it's very hurt, even though it could seem hurtful and all that. They tell it as in points of view to get better. That is constructive criticism.
Yeah, they're looking out for you. They're just not saying it harshly and maliciously.
Sometimes they may say it to where it may seem harsh and it could come out as hate, but the reality of it is that they are trying to help you and then help you improve. In other words, so just, I'm just trying to give you guys a little difference between constructive criticism and hate, because sometimes they can be confusing if you don't know.
This is real stuff. You really need to know your difference. That way, you won't waste your time on people that are trying to just tear you down through your craft and your niches.
Because the reason, then again, like we said, the reason they come out is because they see you with the attention, and they're really trying to see you fail or change to their liking.
Yeah, they want to take your place.
Mm-hmm. In other words,
they want you to give up.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to throw in the towel.
So even with hate, you could even check that as, well, okay, I'm doing good. Maybe with hate, sometimes you could be like, maybe I could up my game.
Yeah. And you
get better.
You always can get better. You always should try to go and getting better.
And sometimes they could hate because you're doing great. Look, I just rhymed.
Hate because you're doing great.
That could be another reason they hate.
Yes.
In other words, they don't like what you're doing because you are a threat, so remember that.
Noted.
So, we will wrap up this episode for this time. Thank you guys for tuning into Pink Radio. Come and tune in for my next show.
Tune in, you guys. Love you. Bye.
Love ya.
Pink Radio.